people. You know, I'm really want to make this podcast for a reason, people. I don't want to judge anyone. I've masturbated myself, but what I'm trying to say is about the penis is an organ. The testicles is an organ. Whatever, it's a part of the body. It could be an organ, whatever. But it's the vagina is an organ, whatever. I don't know, the womb. But what am I trying to say here? I'm not trying to judge anyone here, you know. Like when people, you know, need sexual healing, and you know, some people are in jail, they don't have a woman and they don't have a man or whatever. I'm not judging anyone. It's like, you know, my second mom, you know, she said I'm a hot woman, like not hot and only looks, but like, you know, heated, you know, Marvin Gaye said, hot like an oven, you know, and you have to relieve yourself. But you know what? The way society is today, marriage and single people, there's no way of like having a decent way to meet people. When you're a child, they'll tell you, wait, don't get into a relationship. I don't mean child, like I'm talking about 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, teenagers. They'll say, wait, it's impossible. You know, it's impossible without money, you know, this and that. And there's so much money out there, the greedy fucks, you know. All the old fucking geezers and old geezettes have all the money, and they couldn't give a fuck about the youth who need money just to survive, to have a family, you know, raise their children, have a decent home instead of a little box, and, you know. But my point is, like, our penises and our vaginas, you know, for men and women, like, what do I want to say? They're sensitive, right? And, you know, anal sex and masturbation with the hand and whatever these toys, women use, you know, some silicone fake things, fake penises. My point is, I don't want to judge anyone. Like I just explained to you, we're hot like an oven, whatever, we relieve ourselves. But my point is that Viagra and all that stuff, it's basically sensitive. And if you think that, you know, our penises and our vaginas are something that aren't sensitive and you can just abuse them, yes, you are abusing your penis and your vagina. Anal sex or whatever, it's not meant. You abuse your penis. You're hurting your penis. You're hurting your vagina if you use other than a penis, a human penis. And it's you will hurt yourself, and that's why you have men that are dysfunctional at 40, which was unheard of, you know. But they give you Viagra stuff, and that could be dangerous, you know. It helps you basically, you know, continue having sex, right? And then the women have leakage problems, you know, and that's like depends and stuff. You damage it, you damage the vagina, you damage the penis. The doctors won't tell you that. The psychiatrist won't tell you that. The psychiatrist won't tell you, listen, you know, you have a mental illness, whatever or whatever, but you know, you need sleep. So you got to understand. Mental illness, drug abuse, when you don't sleep, you go crazy, because we have to sleep, right? You know what I'm saying? They don't prescribe. They'll give you medication, but when a person go crazy, it's because lack of sleep, even from any drug or from mental racing thoughts, okay? The doctors won't tell you this. I'll tell it to you from experience and you know, sexual healing, the doctors won't tell you that. Basically, they'll give you an option, masturbate, like my doctor told me. Actually, my psychiatrist actually said, well, John, masturbate. I said, I don't enjoy it. I've done it before. I never enjoyed it. I've always thought of girls, and I'd rather, you know, have a girl no matter. Like, it's just so simple. There's nothing for me better, and what I want is a woman, a vagina for my penis, and kissing and hugging, and no, just like, you know, just what it is, sex, right? Sexual healing. The way I want it is the way I want it. And I won't judge no one, but you got to understand something. The doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, They don't tell you these basic rules, which I'm telling you to help with your mental health, to help protect, you know, if your penis and your vagina, they're sensitive, or like a muscle. Like if you abuse your arm, it's going to break down. If you abuse your leg, your foot, you know, your head, it's going to break down. So that's my point. I'm not judging anyone. You know, how can I judge anyone for us being sexual beings? Like, I cannot do it. I'm a sexual being too. I can understand, you know, what we go through as humans. But you know what? The system, like single people, there's no promotion. There's no way like before. Before, in my opinion, you know, there was the village. The people grew up together. It's not like you see, like if I see a girl and then guess what? I can never see her again. And I had a connection with her. Like people grew up in communities. They knew where the girl lived. They knew where she worked. They knew where to contact her. Like, you know, it wasn't this big, huge, I see you, I'll never see you again, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what a relation is. It's growing, like, you know, school and stuff and all that. You see the, your classmate, the girl, every day or work. But in society, it's more to that. In the big city, or even like in girls, in my opinion, sorry to say, they're too stuck up at times. It's the, where you go, what part of the world, you know? And don't think money's going to solve all your problems. It will help. But if you work, searching you will find. Asking you shall receive. It's not a sin to ask anything. You know what I'm saying? Knocking, the door will be open. And if you have to move from the city, the town where you're at, move, because there's no rule where you have to live. Because if you can't get respect from where you are, move and try search, you know? Peace.